Hello, Tribe. This is a surprise live, which means it was not planned. It's totally spontaneous. I happen to be in the Grand Caymans. It's my last day here. It's actually not even the last day. Like, we're seriously flying out in a few hours. And I am getting ready to go do a long run. So, doing one final run before we leave. It'll be in a gym, and I'll be listening to self-development. And I hope you guys can hear me okay, because I am sitting underneath what I would consider the world's largest speaker. And it is so windy here. I just didn't know the Caymans were going to be this windy. It's been insane. So I wanted to pop up, though, because there was a couple things while I was here that I thought I would share with you guys. One, I know that this week you guys are working on testing your hunger a little bit. One of the things I love to do is to make sure that we are all, no matter where you're at in the journey, you could be with us for a week, you could be with us for 2 years. You always need to be testing your hunger. So, like, I was thinking about this last night. I was eating a sandwich, actually. And I still, to this day, will want to finish things because I haven't. And I still, to this day, practice what I teach you guys. So, like, yesterday I'm eating this sandwich and I just wanted to finish it. And I noticed my thoughts of, like, let's just finish it, it'll be fine, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, but let's also just challenge ourselves. Like, have we had enough? I do that a lot. And I will tell you, sometimes I finish things anyway because I just want to. Doesn't mean that I'm honoring my hunger scale. But I would say about half the time, just asking the question with no expectation of having to do whatever I think the right answer is. I think one of the things that I notice with you guys, especially as we have newbies and I watch you guys talk, you have this expectation that starting and stopping, that there's a should and a shouldn't, or right time or not right time, that kind of thing. I don't think that thinking helps you. What we're really getting after is more about developing the habit of just asking yourself questions and giving yourself the opportunity to choose different. It's very different than putting pressure on yourself of, like, well, if I know I don't want anymore and I choose to keep eating, I must be wrong. That's not true. It just means this time you decided to keep eating. To me, the most important thing that I could ever teach you guys is how to avoid thinking that you're right or wrong with your eating and start just getting into the habit of being willing to question it and stay aware of it and being open to any of it changing at any time. Like, that's really, like, what we would just consider that meta skill. The one that, like, if you got that, it solves so much of your weight loss. It solves so much of your weight issues and stuff. So it's so much about more just the idea of, am I willing to pay attention? And you will be more willing to pay attention to things the less you judge that there's a right or wrong answer. That, well, Corinne says we have to stop at a 2. I'm just going to tell y'all, man, I don't stop at a 2 all the time. Now, I will say, if I was to stop at a 2 all the time, you know, I probably would, you know, drop 10 pounds of vanity and stuff like that. But when I was losing 100 pounds, I can promise you I was not stopping at a 2 all the time. I just wasn't. But when I was losing the 100 pounds, what I was doing was I was in this constant state of being willing to, like, change, to sometimes stop, to do things a little different when I was ready. I never really thought about, like, when I think about, like, how I teach you guys, I always try to parallel it to what was going on for me. And one of the things that really went on for me was there was no right or wrong going on with me. It was always just figuring out what's working, what's going to work, what am I willing to do. I was always trying to come up with a way to just, like, it's almost like making it exciting, but not exciting isn't really the thing. I think I was excited because I wasn't beating myself up anymore. So it was like when I took all of that out and I just was like, ooh, this is like figuring out a puzzle. I'm going to figure out, like, the puzzle of me. It became more motivating and stuff. I don't know. So this week, I know one of the things that we're having you do is we're having you wait if you get hungry. Here's the reason why. Very often our tummies are just trained to eat at a certain time. because that's what we've been doing. And so you may get hungry at your normal times, but it doesn't mean that your body physically is looking for food always. And so the reason why we have you wait and drink some water, we call it an on-the-clock strategy, is so that you can, like, prove to yourself a few things. One, whether or not your hunger is the kind that ebbs and flows. So hunger ebbs and flows. It's not like I hit a negative 2 and then it's a 3, and then it's a 4, then it's a 5. Like, it doesn't just, like, keep plummeting. The way that your body works is you will have, like, hunger come on. Like, when your body either thinks it's supposed to eat because you've been doing it by the clock, or it's possibly starting to get hungry, it will send up hunger cues. If you don't respond, very often the first wave of hunger that comes, your body switches over and it starts tapping into fat stores. And it's like, okay, well then I'm going to have my snack on your thigh, or I'm going to have my snack on your belly or your ass or whatever. And then it consumes those calories that you ate at some point that your body stored because you overate. So it's like a rebalancing thing. So very often it will, like, okay, well, if we're going to snack there, then we don't need to keep sending up hunger signals. And so the hunger signals start to go away. This is why I teach you a lot of thought work, because if you just really are listening for physical cues, the panic in your brain, like, oh my God, this is going to last forever and blah, 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 all that goes away when you're managing your mind. So then what happens is you have the next thing when you wait an hour. So if you notice your hunger ebbs and flows, you may be able to go longer. So the longer we can get into, like, snacking on our own fat, you know, I mean, that just makes sense. You're going to lose some weight. The other thing that it does is it also allows you to learn how to sit with hunger without panicking over it. If you can convince yourself, like, you know what, I can eat in an hour, it starts teaching you how not to have, you know how, like, we have hangry episodes and all that kind of stuff. It really, what it does is it teaches you how to make hunger one of those things that you no longer have to fear, that you're not restricting, it's not deprivation. All that old story, when we practice for, like, just 1 hour, it really helps you drop that of that whole fear mindset and everything around hunger. It's just like a practice. And of course, if you're legit hungry and in an hour you're not going to have the opportunity to eat because you got to go back on your shift and stuff, let's use our brains. Let's not freak out and be all like, oh my God, I'm a black and white person, I got to have a heart attack. No, eat. Like, the whole thing about PNP is quit being an asshole to yourself. Quit thinking like an asshole, quit eating like an asshole. So if the waiting an hour isn't going to work for your lifestyle, guess what you do? You fucking don't do that part. That is all I teach you here. It's like, look, if you can't be on a live, guess what? You don't do that part. I am like the world's largest buffet. You have so much that you can pick from to put on your plate. But you don't, like, go pull your chair up to a buffet and say, oh, I got to make my way down the line. We don't do that. You don't have to eat everything on the buffet to get the help you need. So I want you to make sure that what you're doing is that you're, like, really thinking about this hour thing. Some of you may just not even be in the mental space yet to do it. Noted. That's what you need to tell yourself. Noted. I'm not ready to do it. Could I wait 10 minutes? Can I wait 5? Can I wait an hour? Can I do this in 3 weeks when I feel better? Should I just make a note that I should do this in 3 weeks? Okay. All right. I'm going to answer a couple of questions and then I'm going to get out of here because I got to do my long run. Somebody asked, is there a weekly planning live? It's with Kathy today. So today's Zoom call will be at noon Central Time. It's on the training calendar. So if you go to pnptribe.com and you go to get coached, our training calendar is always there, guys. Everything that's scheduled will be there. This is an unscheduled thing. I just wanted to talk about hunger today. It's just something that, like, I noticed this week because I was on vacation. Like, in the Caymans, Chris and I literally, we only ate, well, I ate 3 places. Well, no, we ate 4 different ways. And he only ate 3. Maybe I ate 5. All right, so every day we either ordered room service, we ate at the beach bar. We never even ventured into the other restaurants. I had one meal out with my mentor. I went to dinner with Brooke one night, and I didn't know where we were going. We were going to some place I'd never heard of. I didn't know anything. All I did was get in the Uber. And then we did two meals that Brooke catered with a, like it was like a party thing. And so that's it. I did not know about food most of the week. And I did pretty good. So what I tried to do this week was I made sure that, like, I probably, like, we only ate most days, I would say twice a day. Just because, like, when you're running around, you just don't have a lot of opportunity to eat. When I ate, there was some meals where I ate more than I needed. And then there were some meals where I ate way less than I needed. I just was questioning, and then I was trying to make as good of decisions as I could. Towards the end, I did end up having two desserts, one of which was unplanned. I had planned to have dessert, and then the first one that I had, it wasn't that great. It was just like one of those things. And so I talked myself into needing another dessert last night because I was like, I didn't get what I deserved. And that's a thought. That is work for me to watch. It is not for me to beat myself up. But I share it with you guys because, like, I've been able to keep my weight. I was able to lose 100 pounds and keep my weight off, not because I've been perfect, but it's because I embrace all the imperfection and I'm always trying to learn from it. And I never think something's going wrong because of it. I always think, like, oh, this is so interesting. This is something to note for next time. What could I do next trip? Like, things like that. I also looked and I was like, oh, wow. I never noticed. My friend, actually, I was Marco Poloing her, and she said, are you close to starting your period? And I was like, yeah. And she said, I wonder if that's why you were craving sweets, because we just haven't had many carbs to eat down here. There's like, seriously, I don't think they eat a lot in the Caymans. Everything's like, think about it, is like a lot of proteins and stuff. So anyway, there's that. And it was good. But anyway, so I am going to be on an airplane. I'm going to be in the car going back to the airport. So Kathy's doing coaching today, and she's doing the weekly live training for you guys. I'm just popping in here because I have a little time. Actually, I need to get all this down. This is coffee, because if I'm going to do a long run, it's going to need all the coffee. I noticed my snacks. I'm not at a -2, but still eat it. It's usually the in between lunch and dinner. How do I clean that up without the drama? You just don't eat it, and you allow the drama, Marley. At this point, you've been here for a while. I think your biggest problem is you're just waiting for everything to be easy before you decide to change. If it's not easy by now, then here's what I would do. I would go through the drama and listen to it rather than being like, this sucks that I have drama. It's like, no, you know what? I have drama because I keep eating a snack instead of like deciding to sit through some drama. Let it be a little painful and notice why it's painful. You think it's painful because you're not having a snack. It's painful because you're judging not having a snack. It's painful because you're judging having drama. It's painful because you, for some reason, don't want to not have a snack. You're like, I want to suddenly go from snacking every day to it just being easy to not do that, rather than I want to be the kind of person who doesn't snack. It's probably going to require missing it. It's probably going to require listening to my brain throw a big titty baby fit. That's probably what it's going to require. Until it figures out that snack was not near as important as I've been making it out to be. The other thing that I would do is when you take your snack away, listen to whatever conversation you're having. First level conversation is always judgment. It's always like, oh my God, I wish I didn't have drama. Something must be wrong with me. Like, there's always that. This is going to be so hard. This is terrible. All those things. Second level is, without my snack and without my drama, what's left? If it's like, I'm bored, why am I bored? Because of whatever. Like, what? Like, maybe I know that some people, like if they have kids at home, the reason why they keep that whoopee snack is because if they don't eat their snack, they are frustrated with their life. They will have like shade thoughts about their kids. And then they can't stand the idea that they're not some kind of perfect mom who's just loving every minute, and it's like some kind of like Martha Stewart, or, you know, moment all the time, that they will eat the snack to avoid what's really going on, which is, I'm the kind of mom that doesn't love every moment, and that's okay. Rather than having that conversation, they're like, oh my God, I think mean things about my kids. I wish that they would just be quiet or whatever. So it's like looking for what's like when you shut the drama up and you take away the food, it's what's left underneath that, and then getting okay with it. How can I set boundaries so that I don't need the de-stress snack at night? It's like, decide, do you need boundaries? Most of us need boundaries with ourselves. There's usually nothing going on in our life that's like so terrible that we need to set a boundary. I mean, every now and then somebody's got to, like, I will say, every now and then in this tribe, someone has a husband who's physically abusing them. Someone in this tribe every now and then has a husband who is, you know, a raging alcoholic or something. Yeah, that's a boundary. We got to do that all day. But most of us are sitting around thinking we need to set a boundary because our husband wants to watch, you know, like NASCAR. Or we got to set a boundary because our husband won't do dishes. That's not a boundary. That's like, if you want the dishes done, quit whining about doing it and just admit, I'm the one that it's important to. He could give a fuck about dishes. And I'm me sitting around wishing he would do dishes and stuff and thinking he should morph into some human that wants to do it is called me causing myself pain. Me thinking it should be equal, me thinking it should be shared and all this other stuff is bullshit. If I want the dishes done, how about I do the dishes? And if I just decide I really like that, I might not need to eat through it. Because if you're going to do the dishes every night and your husband's going to hate them every night, I'd probably figure out a way to embrace dishes so that you don't have to be overweight. That's the solve. Sitting there trying to like think that you've got a huge marital problem around dishwashers and trash, y'all. It's like, if you're not going to divorce them over it, quit thinking they need to change over it too. There's some stuff, guys, in relationships that's legit worth working on. And sometimes, it's just like Chris. There's so much that Chris doesn't do around the house, or it's not like, he doesn't even want to speak to me during the day and we work together. And it's like, but I love him and I don't want to be divorced. And if he doesn't want to, I don't want to convince someone to be someone they're not so I get to feel loved. And so that I get to be happy. I'm like, what the fuck is that shit? It's terrible for me. That's not true love. If I have to make you act a certain way for me to feel good, I don't want to do that to any human. My kids, my husband, anyone. All right, let's see if there's anything else. Let me scroll up real quick, and then I got to get out of here. I think I've got it all. I think that was it. Well, here's one. Remember, guys, always forget, and I forgot to tell you, use ask, hashtag ask in the Facebook Lives so that we see them. I plan for the 8 p.m. eats. How can I get out of the thinking I deserve it to eat and watch TV from 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock? Make a list every before you're allowed to eat that snack. You get to make a list of 20 things you deserve in this life once you've lost your weight that has nothing to do with food. Do that and then go eat and tell me if it felt different. Just make an agreement with you. Now, I'm going to tell you, at 8 o'clock at night, you're going to be like, I don't want to make that list. I would just decide, well, I'm going to, now that snack costs my emotional currency. Right now, it's free. It's like, oh, it's like free. It's like the vending machine that just keeps on rolling. Now, it's got a big old payment button on it. It's called my emotional tax. I'm going to tell you, very often, guys, that kind of stuff is so pivotal, because what we do is we just listen and we just buy into the idea we deserve. It's like, oh my God, I've had such a rough day and blah, blah, blah. It's like most of our rough days are our own shitwad thinking. It is not because we're actually having a rough day. I love how so many of us get paid a nice little salary. You know, they actually like give us money for showing up at a job. And half of us show up at a job and we spend probably 10% of the day thinking about how much we hate it, and they'll still pay us. Like, could you imagine if they could figure out how productive we were? If they were to say, like, you know what? We were like watching your thought bubbles and we were listening to everything you said to your coworkers and stuff about your job. All that time you spent bitching and thinking terribly about it, we're going to deduct that from your paycheck. We would all get a severe cut in pay. You wouldn't deserve near the snack that you think you would. So sometimes it's just like little things, like reminding ourselves of stuff like that. It's like, oh, if I actually had to go to my job or whatever, and I wasn't allowed to think shitty things all day, I actually just had to work through all that. Like, do what I'm paid for and get my currency, you probably wouldn't even want a snack anymore. Let's see. I think that's it. Well, I think that's going to have to be it. I'm watching my shit go down. All right. Guys, y'all have a good one. I am headed home. I can't even read this. Seriously, it's all going crazy on me. I'll be headed home. I'll be back. I think I see you guys on Thursday for Q&A. So I'll be back on Zoom and with all the internet known to man, all the things. We have really missed our internet since we've been here. We have it, but it's I get kicked off of it all the time. So it's like I probably reconnect to the internet 500 times a day, and that's almost not an exaggeration. So we're ready to get back. We're ready to see our baby too. We're very ready to see our baby. So all the things. All right, guys, have a good one and enjoy this week in PNP. Keep asking questions. Go to Ask Coaches for your coaches stuff. Talk in the tribe for your support and your mentors and everything. And I will see you soon. Bye, y'all.